9.9. Progressive versus traditional methods. Listen to the interviews with a pupil and a teacher at Summerhill School. First, Beth Titchener.
My name's Beth Titchener. I'm 15 years old and I'm a pupil at Summerhill School.
Tell me about Summerhill School. How does it differ from other schools?
Well, the main difference is that the pupils don't have to go to lessons. And Summerhill's a democratic school, so everybody's equal. And we have meetings, and everybody in the meeting has an equal say, where in the meetings we discuss things like daily goings-on in the school, and if someone's been making trouble or something, we discuss that in the meeting. And everybody has an equal vote, whether you're, you know, one of the youngest pupils or the head teacher. I can make my own choices about what I do, whereas in another school I'd be told what I have to do every day. And here I have much more responsibility over my own life. In a normal school you wouldn't be given any responsibilities. I think in most places children aren't seen as responsible enough. They don't think children are, you know, capable of holding any responsibilities.
What made your family decide that this was the right school for you, or you and presumably your family decide it was the right school?
I don't know, I think it's because quite often when I come home from my last school, because I went to a normal state school before, when I was about 9 or something, and every time when I'd come home I'd be like, why do I have to do what the teachers say all the time? Why do I have to always do what they say? I'd have screaming fits on the way home saying, I don't want to go back to school tomorrow, I don't want to go back. And then my parents took me out of school for a while, but I just got really bored because I had no people to socialise with or anything. And so we came to look around at Summerhill, and I really enjoyed visiting here, so I decided I wanted to be here. But I didn't fully understand the philosophy of the school or anything when I first came, because I was only about 10 or 11, so...
I think from the outside, a lot of people, I imagine, you know, think, oh, pupils don't have to go to lessons. That probably means no one would choose to go to lessons.
I think when people don't go to lessons, I mean, if you don't have to go to lessons, I mean, quite a lot of people, when they first come to Summerhill, they've had to go to lessons for such a long time that as soon as they think, oh, I don't have to go to lessons, they don't go to any lessons for ages, and they just play. And after a while, you start finding interests. Like, you discover what you're actually interested in, not what you've just been made to do. So, like, I had quite a lot of Japanese friends before, and they'd be all talking in Japanese. I'd be like, hang on a minute, I want to learn to understand them as well, because this is really annoying me, I can't understand what these people are doing or what they're talking about and stuff. So I decided, yeah, I want to go to Japanese lessons. And I went to every Japanese lesson I had as much as possible until I had a kind of rough understanding of what they were talking about.
If you had children, would you send them here?
If they wanted to come here, yeah. I'd ask them.
And have you got brothers and sisters at home?
Yeah, I've got a younger brother who came here for a while, and then he didn't really suit him, and so...
And what about friends? If you've been here 5 years, some of your friends must have left. I mean, do you still keep in touch with them?
Most of them, yeah. I mean, some of it's quite hard to keep in touch because most of them are from foreign countries, and they, like, some of my really good friends have gone off to school in Japan or New Zealand or somewhere. But we keep in touch a bit, yeah.
I think that's wonderful. I mean, they're always going to be there wherever you travel.
Yeah.
You'll be able to touch base with them, or you'll have a whole network of friends all over the world.
Yeah, there's so many people here from different cultures and different countries. You get to learn about lots of different peoples, different ways of living and stuff. So what I also think is really good is there's hardly any racism in Summerhill, because there's so many foreign people that you kind of... Everybody has to learn to live with people from other countries. And a person coming from a strange country which you're not used to speaking a strange language, generally in Summerhill people are more interested in them rather than... because they're used to everyone being different.
Now Michael Newman.
My name's Michael Newman. I've worked at Summerhill for 6 years. And at the moment I'm teaching English. But for my first 4.5 years I taught science here. And then for another year I've been a house parent. So I've been very lucky. I've moved from one job to another within the school.
And what do you really enjoy about your job?
I enjoy it. It's the only teaching job I've ever done where I can be myself, where I don't have to pretend or act to have authority or to tell children what to do. You can be at the same level, you can have friends with the children, and if you make a mistake or if you have a joke, you don't have to worry about losing control of the class. So you can just relax and be yourself.
Do you think your teaching methods are different within this environment?
It's very different in the sense that the children control what I do. So a child can interrupt me and say, no, I don't want to learn this, and then I have to change it. So the very act of teaching becomes one of negotiation. If you were to see me, you wouldn't know that unless you the children interrupted. If you were to see one of my lessons, you think, no, this is a normal lesson, because I do lessons, GCSE English lessons, and the children will come and they have an expectation, they know it's a GCSE lesson, they'll probably have confidence because they've seen me teach already, that I'll be teaching them things that are relevant and that are interesting. But there will be moments in any of those lessons where someone could put their hand up and say, oh, I don't want to do this, and we'd have to renegotiate what I was teaching or what they're doing.
But presumably if the rest of the group do want to do it,
yes,
they are outvoted.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Had you heard about Summerhill before? I mean, did you set out to teach here?
No. I mean, if I look back, I mean, my whole life focuses on this place, but it was by chance that I worked here. I was in Italy teaching English as a foreign language for a year and a half, and my mother was sending me the Guardian adverts, and I just saw it advertised, you know, community school, democratic school, and I've always been interested in how children learn ethics and values, and I just thought if I worked here, I could see that happening, and actually and see it happening without the authority of a parent or without the authority of a teacher. And I'm very interested in what happens in the meetings and how the children here, they talk about what's right and wrong. They talk about, you know, should we vote that way or not, and is it wrong to punish, you know, what if you do fine someone, what should it be? I mean, you have all these wonderful moral dilemmas, and there's a lot of discussion at the moment in the meeting now, in fact, about smoking, and should you be allowed to smoke, what age should you be allowed to smoke, what should be the fines if you smoke and and you're not allowed to smoke, yeah, should the school be able to control your personal behaviour, should the school show concern for the health of all its members. All those issues will be discussed by 6-year-olds to 16 and all the staff.
It's fantastic.
It is, yeah. And it's affecting, and they're discussing it not as a role play or as a debate, but actually what they vote in the end is going to control the way they live.